Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Ancient Peace Archive. The Ancient Peace Archive features a blend of New Age, Christian, and music for your spiritual path from the Jesus Movement era and beyond. I'd like to say welcome, thank you for listening. Let's get into this week's journey on the Ancient Peace Archive.
Thank you. végétation.
Puin Finale with a tune called Dame Nature, and before that, Tia Blake with White Bird here on the Ancient Peace Archive. I'm DJ Frederick, and if you would like to correspond, you have any questions or comments, please send me your feedback at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com.
If you listen to the background there, you'll hear the sound of Canada geese fighting out their territorial imperative and setting up nesting areas and so on.
At a lake in rural Michigan, the calls of Canada geese are just part of the local soundscape. Welcome to Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries, a glimpse of the world of science from the inside. Stuart Gage is an acoustical ecologist at Michigan State University. Using recordings like the one we're listening to, he analyzes the sound of a place to learn more about the species found there.
As you listen to the recording here, you can hear all kinds of different chatter between different sorts of organisms. Lots of different birds, probably just in that little set of recordings. Oh, there goes the loon. So just in this few minutes that we've been listening to, we've just heard about 15 species of organisms. We talk about biodiversity, and that means the numbers of all the species that occur at a particular place, and it's very, very difficult to get a measure of that at very many places. Sound is one of the indices that we can use to help us measure the biological diversity of the organisms. So you can actually build the entire framework of an ecosystem through the acoustical presence of particular organisms. That's what I think sound is, this really amazing variable.
The sounds of an ecosystem give us clues about the quieter residents as well. For example, when you hear a bird call, you can know that the plants or insects the bird dines on are likely found there too. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
And once again, if you're just joining us, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, featuring a blend of New Age, Christian, and spiritual music for your spiritual path, and it's from the Jesus Movement era and beyond.
Stands upon a distant shoreline, crying to the people round. Open up your ears, my friends, hear the words I'm setting down. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the ones who care. Listen closely, you can hear it, the quiet voice of God is everywhere. Gathered round a glowing campfire, looking on the Master's face. He speaks the words of timeless mysteries, the only truths that time cannot erase. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the ones who care. Listen closely, you can hear it. The quiet voice of God is everywhere. The people come from everywhere just to hear his words and see. This the one the prophet spoke of, the one who comes to set the whole world free. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the ones who care. Listen closely, you can hear it, the quiet voice of God is everywhere. Quiet voice of God is everywhere. The quiet voice of God is everywhere.
Freedom,
freedom,
my name. Set you free. Follow. I will set you free.
Beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man who was sent from God, whose name was John. The same came as a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that was a true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, know the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Maranatha. Got a feeling. Ooh, sisters, I've got a feeling. Ooh, brothers, I've got a feeling. Ooh, people, I've got a feeling. Ooh, I've got a feeling.
Some delightful obscurities right there. That was a band called Charity with John 1:1. Before that, a band called Matthew 25 with a tune called Freedom. We started that set off with one of the many groups named Aslan after The Lion and the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and the Narnia series by C.S. Lewis. That was Aslan with Blessed Are. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive.
Exploring science in the sea. Giant icebergs in the Southern Ocean appear to be leaving much more than melted ice in their wakes. They're providing a bounty of nutrients that feed blooms of microscopic organisms. And those organisms could help slow the rise in Earth's temperature. An iceberg forms when a glacier pushes out to sea and part of it breaks off. The bottom of the iceberg holds bits of nutrient-rich rock and dirt gouged out as the glacier scraped across land. As the iceberg melts, it releases the nutrients, which can fuel blooms of the organisms known as phytoplankton. And a recent study found that giant icebergs, those that are as long as Manhattan Island or bigger, are particularly efficient at feeding these blooms. Researchers looked at satellite photos of the ocean around giant icebergs. After the bergs passed, the ocean looked greener. The boost in color indicated a massive increase in the number of these organisms, which look green because they contain chlorophyll. The blooms extended up to hundreds of miles from the icebergs and could last for a month or longer. Phytoplankton take in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, the molecule that's responsible for much of Earth's warming climate. When they die, they fall to the bottom, taking the CO2 with them. More giant icebergs are likely to break off the Antarctic glaciers in the years ahead, perhaps leading to more giant blooms. That won't stop global warming, but it shows how complicated our climate is. A fascinating interplay of water, air, and icebergs. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Love of my life, I am crying. I am not dying. I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness.
Ancient of days,
universe maker. Here's a song in your praise. Wings of the storm clouds, beginning and end. You make my heart beat like a banner in the keep it burning.
Mr. Harry Thomas with his cover of Bruce Coburn's Lord of the Starfields, and before that, Chris Williams with Song of the Soul from her classic LP, The Changer and the Changed. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive, featuring a blend of New Age, Christian, and spiritual music for your spiritual journey from the Jesus People era and beyond. Jesus, he suffered.
wishing he could fly. I only do trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? I, or even hello?
They are one person,
they are two alone, they are three together, they are four. Stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello.
Ah. I'm not even going to attempt at a pronunciation of those last two tunes, but I hope you enjoyed them. We started that set off with Magnus N. Johann with The Simulation of Jesus, and then we moved on to Sing in Boulder with Helplessly Hoping. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. My email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. You can also contact me via wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu.
And to think that Dr. Seuss's first book almost went up in flames. You're on the Soundbeat.
When I leave home to walk to school, Dad always says to me, "Marco, keep your eyelids up and see what you can see."
And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street was the first book by Theodore Geisel, or Dr. Seuss, to millions worldwide. He took the manuscript to more than 20 different publishers before getting a deal, and very nearly torched it numerous times.
Stop telling such outlandish tales. Stop turning minnows into whales.
Seuss did more than introduce the world to Grinches, Sneetches, and Wockets and Pockets. The fanciful, nonsensical, downright Seussical stories targeted young and beginning readers, revolutionizing a previously straightforward genre.
All that I've noticed except my own feet was a horse and a wagon on Mulberry Street.
As a matter of fact, the hallmark Sam I Am was written with only 50 different vocabulary words. All in all, Seuss's books have sold an estimated 250 million copies with no end in sight. So, want to listen to Soundbeat before bed each night? Get our podcast, tuck in, and turn off the light. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Berry.
This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to the Ancient Peace Archive. And the Ancient Peace Archive is archived on radioforall.net. Just do a search for Ancient Peace Archive or even Radio Thrift Shop, because all of my shows are listed on radioforall.net under Seldom Heard Radio. Confused yet? All right, thanks for listening and wishing you many blessings. Until soon, when there'll be another edition of the Ancient Peace Archive.